Opponents of a controversial Dome Valley landfill proposal in Auckland are urging the council to give them another month to send in submissions. The Auckland Council only notified a resource consent application by Chinese-owned Waste Management the day before the country moved into Alert Level 4 lockdown, and public submissions closed today. But locals and iwi say it's unreasonable for the council to expect submissions during a pandemic, and they want more time. Te Anawa Hurahanganui reports.
The huge 1,000-hectare landfill beside the Hawtea River north of Auckland has been vehemently opposed by the small Wellsford community for 2 years. But the development is now a step closer, with Auckland Council telling the public on March the 26th about the application for a plan change and resource consent. Te Runanga o Ngāti Whātua Chief Executive Alan Riwaka says the iwi needs more time to send in submissions.
Our priority has been around looking after our iwi, our hapū, our whānau, and as for things like the Dome Valley, they weren't even on our radar. To have this application lodged well the day before we went in, and as we're coming out the other end, now the submissions are closed, this thing's been put through under the cover of COVID-19.
But Mr. Riwaka says the council has refused his requests for a one-month extension.
So it was one thing to have lodged the application the day before we went into lockdown. It's another thing to refuse to extend the time frame by a month to enable our people to make sure they can have an input into this application. Why aren't you doing this, given we've just come out of a lockdown?
In a statement, the council acknowledges the time frame is unfortunate, but it's already extended the submission period and it can't do any more. The law allows the applicant, in this case Waste Management, to ask for a further extension, but it's declined to do so. RNZ has approached the company for comment. The local lobby group Fight the Tip is also demanding more time for submissions. Its leader, Michelle Carmichael, says the COVID-19 restrictions on large gatherings have made it difficult for the community to meet and discuss the landfill and to understand how to make submissions.
We've put information out there online and via email to help them through the submission process. And I've still had people come back to me, wondering, look, how do I go about this? Now, if we actually had a public meeting, we'd be able to help people just then and there. It has stopped that democratic process.
She says for the last couple of years, Waste Management has been willing to work alongside residents to come up with a solution that meets everybody's needs. But she says its refusal to allow an extension on submissions has cast doubt on that commitment.
To be honest, Waste Management, they're a big enough company, they could suck it up for a month and say, look, let's do the right thing. From the beginning, they kept saying that, we're here, we want to do the right thing for the community, we want to hear what the community has to say. But to then announce it the day before lockdown and to not actually give an extension, do they really want to know what the community says?
Ngāti Manuhiri, another Auckland iwi who claimed to have mana whenua over the proposed landfill site, is expected to release a statement on their position to the landfill today. Mo te hōtaka o te ata, ko te aniwa, hurihanga nui, aho.